We say good morning, Rolene Marks. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I missed you last week. There was no mayhem in the morning for me.
I know. How was your trip to Germany?
It was fabulous. It was extremely illuminating, very emotional, and just a pleasure to be hosted by WIZO Germany and have the privilege and opportunity to address them on anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism and give workshops on what we can be doing to deal with this rising hatred.
Yeah. All right. What's news in coming out of Israel? The softer stories. Let's talk about the softer news stories.
Well, first of all, we have to say a hearty mazal tov to Miriam Peretz. Miriam Peretz will be awarded the Israel Prize in Lifetime Achievement for strengthening the Jewish-Israeli spirit. And this was announced by our education minister, Naftali Bennett, yesterday. I don't know if any of you have read Miriam's song, which Peretz co-wrote with a writer. It's her incredible story. She was the mother of two Golani Brigade soldiers, Uriel and Eliraz, both killed in action, one in Lebanon in 1998 and the other in the Gaza Strip in 2010. And she's made it her life's work to tell their stories, to educate the Jewish people. And if you've ever had the privilege of hearing her speak, she is just a phenomenal woman. Her spirit is unlike any others.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Miriam Peretz. Fascinating. But what a terrible situation to have lost both sons. Does she have other children?
I think she has other children. I know she's got grandchildren, so she does have other children. But she's written an exceptional book. It's called Miriam's Song, if you can get your hands on it. It is a very emotional read. It's a very beautiful story. And she's just an incredible woman. She's somebody who has valued education, having grown up in Morocco, having to flee Morocco, come to Israel. And despite this insurmountable tragedy, she is such a positive woman. Her, you know, when she walks into a room, you are captivated by every word that she speaks. And she was very, very emotional when this was announced yesterday. She was in absolute tears. And if I carry on talking, I'm going to be in tears as well. It's a well-deserved kavod. It is the country's highest honor, and in this, our 70th year, it's a tremendous privilege that she should be included in the elite group of Israel Prize winners this year.
Sure, I'm going to try and get hold of that book. Is it published in English?
It is published in English, because I would still be reading it if it was published in Hebrew, but it's published by Geffen Publishers. It's Miriam's Song.
Okay, thank you so much. Let's talk about Gal Gadot. We seem to speak about Gal Gadot every week.
Because she's just so fabulous, and could we clap more nachas from her? No, we can't. So apart from looking fabulous at the Oscars, our
and
wonderful Gal Gal.
Let's talk about Revlon, yes.
She has now signed a $10 million deal with Reebok. They have said that she is a symbol of courage and strength, and Gal Gadot is absolutely thrilled. She will now be the face of Reebok. She says she's urging women to get ahead of the game and get into the action. And you know I'm partial to a fabulous pair of shoes, even though these are flat ones, Kath, and they're sports shoes. I do love the shoes she's wearing. And she said, you know, she was grateful to grow up with a mom who was a gym teacher, so the importance of having somebody push her out of her comfort zone and to get active was just wonderful. So she joins people like Ariana Grande and Gigi Hadid and Victoria Beckham, and I cannot think of anyone more worthy of a really fabulous deal like this than our own Gal.
Let's talk about...
Who doesn't want to talk about cannabis? First of all, I have to say, I'm glad we brought up the story of Berlin. You know, having just been there, it's quite incredible to see how the city has, I don't want to say the words embraced its past, but has taken accountability for its past. And almost implores you at every opportunity, you have to remember. Don't forget. You have to remember, and we have to educate for future generations. And, I'm glad that this project is brought to you by somebody who does come from our region, who is Palestinian and is trying to do something conciliatory between Jews and Muslims in the city. So I'm very happy that you spoke about that story. But yeah, Kath Lahayim, or I'm Yisrael, hi.
Yeah, they're going to...
No, we've all heard those before, but I couldn't resist. So let's just roll up and have a joint discussion about
this. All right, so can I just tell you that, you know, as Jews, whenever we put something in our mouth, right, to eat or drink, we always say a blessing. Do you know that there's a blessing for
marijuana?
For marijuana, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's called Tefilas HaDerech. It's the wayfarer's prayer. It's when you said when you're traveling, when you're about to travel.
Yesterday I was in Jerusalem and I saw many wayfarers who I think also had a little, you know, call it what you want, ganja, doobie, marijuana, you know.
All right, let's talk about the business side of it, though. $110 million deal.
Yes, but I tell you something else is that it's really a booming industry where there are new companies or older companies. But what we are missing, and maybe it's because people get a little distracted, is we need a serious capital investment. So while the industry is booming, the opportunities for investment is really, really growing, and it's really needed. So we have about 46 of these new companies that are in the early stage, and another 13 that are already established. And it was estimated that from 2013 to 2017, and I know you have somebody who's interested in stats in the studio, so here's some interesting stats. $76.4 million was invested into the medical doobie or the medical cannabis startups. Yeah.
Good heavens.
And apparently 10 new companies pop up every year. But what is needed now to cope with the growth and to cope with these companies is investment. So if anybody wants to invest in a doobie startup, doobie doobie do, put your money right over here. So what we do know is that we have companies doing a variety of things to help, from anything to deal with pain management to life-threatening conditions that can occur when it with following stem cell or bone marrow transplants, therapeutic reasons. We have apparently a social network just for medical cannabis users. It's called MoreWe. I don't know if it's because they want MoreWe of their pain management. And it's also used to control a range of conditions, including Tourette's syndrome and age-related cognitive impairment, as well as chronic pain. So incredible. Across the health spectrum, we've got a solution. Now we just need the moolah.
Yep, indeed. Rolene Marks, that's where we leave it today. Thank you very, very much. And we look forward to speaking to you next week. And I wish you Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, everybody. May it be a peaceful one.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rolene. God bless.
God bless.
Bye-bye.